It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or please interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Warning, I have to warn them. Because if I don't warn them, they won't know. There are side effects to this show. They may include jocularity, increased knowledge, or just a way to spend 15 minutes. Yeah. Or more or less.
Yeah, well, you're definitely going to learn something.
You're definitely going to learn something, if it's only the word of the day.
Yeah, which we usually do
about
now.
Right about now.
And what would today's word of the day be?
Opulence.
Really? Opulence?
Great wealth or luxuriousness.
Interesting.
Sumptuousness, lavishness, richness, lushness. I sound like a lush. It's about over-the-top wealth. I can remember there was a commercial, I think it was a vodka commercial, about a Russian who talked about his opulent house, but he drank this cheap vodka. You know, I wouldn't want to be opulent. I don't. I'm very content with the life I've got, which is better than a life I've had. I've never lived as well as I do today. It's like every step throughout life has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I started out the middle child in a house full of children, and then I was married and I had more children, and then I was alone, and that was kind of nice. But now I'm not alone, but I'm alone when I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it works.
Well, I think I would be okay with being opulent.
You think
I
mean, so?
I would. I think I've
says the man who's trying to downsize everything in his life.
Well, I think what would be fun is the first thing I'd do is I'd hire somebody to take care of the money and watch it for me.
Yes.
Make sure that it got put where it was supposed to go, and depending on how I was getting a hold of it, I'm sure it'd just be flying around. Yeah, I'd be giving it away as much as I could because that's what it's really for, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the thing with there's a difference between being wealthy and sharing the wealth and being opulent. I think with opulence, we talked about the word implied or implicit and explicit earlier. But I think it's implied that if you live an opulent lifestyle, you're going to be collecting golden toilets and cashmere rugs and
so
things
like
of that
the,
nature.
The upper end of the wealth.
Beyond the 1%.
I see. Okay.
King's ransom type stuff.
I could survive.
You'd find a way to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate money. It's just
I could see you opening your opulent palace up to homeless people.
That'd be pretty cool. You get if it was an opulent palace,
yeah.
You could sure put a lot of beds in there.
That's right.
I'd probably get in trouble, though.
You'd find a way to do something good with your money. I know.
Well, because to just do the money stuff with it really kind of sucks. It's a lot of work, and it really doesn't do much.
No, it's just
there.
An inanimate object.
Yeah.
And the reason we're talking about opulence
mm-hmm.
is Barb did some research. And
thanks, Barb.
We're talking about things that only the wealthy can afford.
Ah.
And you know that most people buy brand name items. I mean, look at these rappers and basketball stars. They'll have Life of the Rich and Famous, or Welcome to My Crib, or whatever. They open the door to a closet that's the size of our Be Unique studio. And it's lined with shelves of brand name sneakers. Then you go down the hall to another closet that's lined with brand name shirts or pants or hats or whatever. And sometimes they might have a dresser full of, a chest of drawers full of watches that are all expensive watches. The name brand is the prestige. And that's where they show their level of income, their style and taste, and their social status through these name brands.
So the opulent part is really more that just showing the excessive wealth.
Exactly. It's not just...
If there's one in the world, I got it.
If there's one in... Well, look at Jay Leno, his garage. I think he has 200 cars,
oh, yeah.
Vehicles, different, he has motorcycles, and his are all, unique and rare. In right here in Brevard County, there is a, I think it's called Brevard County, oh, I forget. It's a car museum.
There's a muscle car museum.
Muscle car museum. That's the one. Now, all of his cars are not muscle cars, but that entire museum belongs to one man. I do not remember his name. What I like about it is he donates his museum to nonprofit organizations for fundraisers. And right now, that the waiting list to get in there, I think, is 3 years.
Something like that. Yeah. It's a popular.
And it's a very nice place to go, and it's very well done. But to see all those cars and know they all belong to one man is mind-boggling. And that's a form of opulence.
Very much so.
Yes. The most expensive designers produce goods that limit what the average person can afford.
So they make stuff that's opulent, and then they make regular stuff.
Exactly. And Barb gave us a list of things that are created for the wealthier or more opulent people. There was an Italian designer he started his organization in 1925. His name is Fendi, F-E-N-D-I. He features clothing, leather goods, and accessories. His profits after 90 years exceed $1 billion.
Wow.
So if you want a Fendi bag or a Fendi jacket, that shows that you're well off.
Wow, yeah. I suppose.
Versace formed his business in 1978. I think Versace's passed on. Enjoys a great reputation. Yeah, after his death, his sister continues his work. Estimated profits at $79 million. Now, I have a Versace story for you.
Uh-huh.
When we lived in Atlanta, Curtis and I moved there, and my son came to visit about 6 months later. Well, he didn't leave. He moved in with us. And after a while, he moved out. And he ended up staying in Atlanta 3 or 4 years more than we did. After we left Atlanta, he remained. But the very first weekend that he was there, he and I went shopping. And I told him right up front, I said, I want to go to this particular mall, and I want to play Pretty Woman. And he goes, what does that mean? I said, just follow my lead, kiddo. So we went into the Versace store, knowing that we could not afford a hat made out of skunk fur for $3,000. Nor could we afford a coat for men down to your knees made out of raccoon fur for $50,000.
Wow.
But we had the most fun pretending that we had money. Trying on clothes, trying out things that were just talk about over the top. It was crazy.
Funny.
Burberry was founded by Thomas Burb in 1856. Now, I've heard of Burberry. Created coats for men and women, eyeglasses, and home interior products. And his profits exceed $3 billion.
Wow.
Now, I know you've heard of Armani.
I've heard of Armani.
Giorgio Sergio Armani. Most famous for shoes, bags, and other leather items.
Leather items.
That goes along with my lushness, my leather. I can't say leather and I can't say lush. I probably need a drink about now. Gucci. You've heard of Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movie stars wear Gucci to the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Started in 1999. And his name is Guccio Gucci. Shoes, leather shoes, bags, other leather goods. Dior clothing, leather products, footwear, accessories, and perfume. Started in 1946. What about Chanel?
Number 5.
Yeah, Chanel number 5. Coco Chanel, famous for perfumes and handbags. Prada, started in 1913. One of the most expensive brands, created luxury handbags and accessories. Profits of $9.4 billion.
Wow.
And if you've ever seen the movie The Devil Wears Prada, interesting. It's about a high fashion magazine editor and a run-of-the-mill girl who comes in as her a temporary assistant. She gets hired full-time. She had no intention of staying there more than a day, and she was jetted all over the world. And it was interesting how the woman, you know, the girl kind of poo-pooed fashion, high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And the editor said, well, you can turn your nose up, but I can tell you. And she went through this whole series of how the shirt that the girl was wearing from a bargain bin thrift store or whatever was originated in Milan. So it was an interesting walk through fashion.
Hmm.
Louis Vuitton.
I've heard of that.
One of the biggest brands of high-end handbags and accessories. More than $28 billion in profits.
Wow.
Oscar de la Renta. Sunglasses. dresses, bridal dresses, shoes, women's wear, handbag, $35 billion in profits.
Whoa.
I'm like, I can't even count the 35, let alone 35 billion.
Well, some of that stuff's pretty expensive.
Yes, it's very expensive. But the good news is the average consumer can still afford good quality handbags and clothes. Other designers create quality, affordable items. They have good names and reputations and bring their own status to the savvy shopper.
Uh-huh.
But, man, I just... Mm.
Well, I was used to do some delivery work, and I went in to fill an ice cream machine in this factory.
Uh-huh.
And it was I want to say Coach.
Yeah.
Which had fancy stuff. And their stuff must be so expensive that when you left their door, you had to lift your pant legs up and show everybody you didn't have anything in your socks. I was just the ice cream guy, but every employee, everybody in and out the doors.
Oh, my goodness.
They had to watch everybody's socks.
So. Well, you watch their socks. What about their underwear?
Well, I don't know about that part. Because
people can stuff some really strange things down their pants.
They have pretty good security. Even in the lunchroom, they have security guards standing around with their arms crossed. So
I guess we need to end this show.
Oh, man. Well,
it's almost time.
I'm going to enjoy some opulence, huh? I'm going to have some opulence one of these days. That's my goal, is that our Be Unique Studios, the new studios that we're going to have in the world headquarters, is going to have just one little section of opulence. You know, just enough to make it really shine and glow. But it's not, you know, not going to be
overly
superfluous.
Opulent. Exactly.
It'll be all useful opulent, symbolic, full of energy that will further Be Unique Magazine.
I like that. We might have a gold microphone one day.
Wouldn't that be something just for fun? That would be kind of fun.
Especially if it's a gift.
Yeah. Big old nice chair with a soft seat so my bony behind doesn't get sore when I'm sitting for a while, you know. Maybe give up.
Time to quit taking a break.
Yeah.
Time to take a break from taking a break.
Take a break from taking a break. Well, I don't know. I guess you're right. It's time to go, and I want to tell everybody listening, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Please join us again tomorrow. We're happy you chose to take a break with us, like I said, and we look forward to hearing from you more. Check us out online. You can check out our Be Unique Radio page at Facebook, or you can go to beunique.org for details about all of our radio shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye, all.